Fred, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Of course, on this Sunday, July the 27th. Yeah, the final Sunday of the month of July. I'm not sure how we got here. I have no idea. But I pray you're doing well. Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Now, if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I'll tell you what, last week we started off a brand new series entitled Our Great God. We're going to be taking a look and talking about our great God and playing music that honor and glorify him. So I hope you can join me here for the next 30 minutes as we focus on our great God right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Sunset sky, but my one request, Lord, my only aim is that you reign in me again. Lord, reign in me, reign in your power over all my dreams, in my darkest hour.
That's right. You're listening to Sunday Worship, of course, right here on this Sunday, July the 27th, 2014. And today we're talking about our great God. Well, 19th century French novelist Victor Hugo wrote that the supreme happiness of life is the conviction of being loved. And he should know that because he wrote the powerful story of love and redemption, Les Miserables, is widely considered one of the greatest novels of all time. You know, there are many people in the world who don't know that they are loved by God. Did you know that? They may not know that God is love, or they may feel unworthy of his love. But the Bible says God so loved the world, which includes everyone in the world. So here I am to tell you today, friend, that God loves you. Did you hear that today? God loves you. He always has, and he always will.
Formed my heart before even time began. My life was in his hand.
That's right. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Friend, how's the summer coming along for you? I pray it's coming along well. I pray that you're having a great weekend. Yesterday, my wife and I, the kids, we went down to Goodwill and got some really good buys. And in fact, I got this nice, very nice mint condition. I don't think it's ever been worn. It's a really high-end brand dress shirt. Got it for $1.74. Praise the Lord. I love it. So that's our weekend. I'm still flying high on that. So regardless of your weekend, friend, I pray that you feel loved and blessed by your Creator. And today we are talking about Him. That's right, our great God. You know, somebody once said the human brain starts working the moment you are born and never stops until you stand up to speak in public. And trust me, friend, I can testify to the accuracy of that statement right there. As fearful as some situations in life are, and public speaking is a big one, by the way, we can be sure that God will never leave us, even if our wit and wisdom do. So if you are facing a challenging assignment in your life right now, friend, be assured that God is near, waiting to give the courage and strength you need, if only you will call upon Him for help. Remember, friend, God is your companion.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. just holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Playing God-honoring music today on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. And today we're focusing on our great God. You know, if you pick up a starving dog and make him prosperous, he will not bite you. That is the principal difference between a dog and a man. See, with those words, Mark Twain makes a biblical point. Man is the only species on planet Earth that can act ungrateful even after being blessed by our great God. Sometimes we think that God owes us more, but God doesn't owe us anything, friend. Every good and perfect gift that we have been given flows out of his generous love, mercy, and grace. Instead of biting the hand of God that has blessed us, we should be grateful and happy, just like man's best friend. So let's choose to be thankful today, because God has richly blessed us.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily.
Sing it.
I surrender all. I surrender all. To Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Sing it again.
I surrender all.
Yes. Give it to You, Lord. All to Jesus.
All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Yes, Lord.
I surrender. I surrender all.
You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Crowfred. I thank you so much for letting me tag along with you today. And you can always listen to past programs of Sunday Worship through our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on Audio Archives, and you'll see archives there for the past couple of years. Yeah, greatnewsradio.org. Hope you can check that out as well. Well, don't forget, coming up tomorrow morning, we'll have the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. That's coming up tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. I know it's Monday tomorrow. No. But in the meantime, let's enjoy the rest of our day and remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.